This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. I was instructed that every time we start the show, we have to say, Bruchim Abam to Koilel Agra de Perka. Those are my instructions.
For the camera.
For the boss. Okay. Rabbi Isai, Parshas Chayisara. So today the title of the shiur is The Case of the Missing Malach. We have a missing Malach in this week's parasha. Why is that? Because that Eliezer offers the tefillah to the Rebbein Hashem. He says in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, should say. He says, Hashem Lekei HaShemayim, Asher Lekachani Mibeis Avi, Me'eretz Melati. This is right, the tefillah, excuse me, of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, Hashem Lekei HaShemayim, Asher Lekachani Mibeis Avi, Me'eretz Melati, Vashar Diber Li, Vashar Nishba Li Lemar, Lezaracha, Atenas Arz Hazois, Hu Yishlach, Malachai Lefanecha, he will send forth your malach, his malach. He will send forth his malach, v'lakachta yisha levni misham, and you will take a wife for my son from there. This is the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you siyata d'shmaya, Hashem will help you, Hashem will give you extra assistance, he will send a malach before you. Where's the malach? Where did he go? Avraham tells Eliezer, not just you'll be successful, that Hashem is going to send the malach. There is no malach. You can look through the whole parasha. Yeah, you can look through codes, you can look through, read it backwards. There's no malach here. Where's the malach?
How do we know? Because the same verse, the malach has to appear and do something?
So we have something very interesting.
And
that the Grizz, the Briskarov, wants to know. He says everything's happening so quickly in the parasha. Here, look. If you look at the tefillah, Eliezer also offers the tefillah to the Rebbein Shalom. By Yemar Hashem Lekei Adonai Avraham Hakrino Lefanei Yem Vasei Chesed Adonai Avraham. Yeah, he's standing at the well, and all of a sudden, what happens? By Yoretz Ha'Eved Lekrasa, he sees Rivka, and he runs out to Rivka. Right, he runs to her. What does Rivka do? Batemaher, Rivka runs. She runs again. What's everyone in such a rush for? Well, what's the big rush?
Maybe they're Russians.
Yeah? Well, why are they in such a hurry? They have to go do something. I mean, first of all, Eliezer's running to her. She's running to him. So you say, well, that's not a kasha. We know Chazal say, Kom asem shel tzadikim is reasonless. Well, tzadikim always move quickly. Yeah. But when Eliezer tells over the whole ma'isa to Lavan and Besuel, he also says over, I was running, she was running, what do they care whether they're running or not? I mean, that's irrelevant. Why is that important? Why is it important? Yeah, it's one thing the Torah tells us, but why is it important that Eliezer is relaying to Lavan and Besuel that everybody's running? I mean, they have to know that they were in a rush, or what's the big deal? And then, further, look in Pasuk Perkhov, Dalet Pasuk Tes Vav. And Rabbi said, today's shiur, what we're going to focus on is that very often we hear midrashim, but you really, when you learn chumash, you have to learn it with a fine-tooth comb. You gotta really look at it with a magnifying glass, and you're going to see how looking carefully at the words of the psukim, everything emerges just from the words of the psukim. Okay, take a look in pasuk tesvav, parak chav dalid, pasuk tesvav. It's kedai to have chumashim in front of you today.
Yeah, page 64.
You have, I don't know if there's chumashim here. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Vav. Vayehi hu terem kila ledaver. He was barely able to get the words out of his mouth, right? He barely finished the tefillah. He's still, yeah, he's taking the three steps back. Vehine Rivka Yaitse. So all of a sudden Rivka's here already. I mean, you know, give him a chance to, you know, do his Oysa Shalom. And then, you know, Hashem can end. No. He can't even, you know, shake this way and shake that way, and Rivka's already there.
Well,
what's going on over here? Why is it happening so quickly? So the Briskarov tells us something very interesting. He says like this. When does Eliezer arrive in Haran? Right? When does he arrive in Haran? What?
It's not
Erev. Right? Le'e Sarev, right? Right? The Pasuk says he arrives. Take a look.
Which is the
The pasuk says.
Which pasuk are you saying? Yes.
Okay, let's take a look.
Which parak?
Parak Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayavri Chagamala Michutz Loyer Al Be'er Amayim Le'Eis Erev It was toward evening. It wasn't evening yet. It was toward evening. That means Eliezer is coming, I don't know what, 20 minutes to Shkia, 15 minutes to Shkia. Now, what tefillah does he say? Vayehi hu terem kila ledaber. Right? What's the tefillah? He says, Vayemar pasuk yudbeis. Hashem elokei Adoni Avram hakreino lefanai hayoim. Make it happen today. I'm not waiting until tomorrow to find the shot. I want it to happen today. But there are only 15 minutes left in the day. Ah. He runs to Rivka. Rivka runs to him. She schlumps him back home. They say, eat. He said, I can't eat. Let me tell you about the proposal. They say, sounds good. They drink l'chaim, mazel tov, shkia sachama. That's what happened. That's what the Tzuvah says. The reason why everything happened so quickly is because Eliezer Davin, hakreino lefanai hayoim, make it happen today. And the only way it could possibly happen today is if everyone is running around like a chicken without a head. So why does Eliezer tell Lavan and Besuel that he was running to her and she was running to him? Because he's saying, look how bashert this is. Because had we not been running so quickly, it never would have happened today. The fact that Hashkacha had it, that this is all able to happen in these 20 minutes, that shows that May Hashem Yatzah
Hadavah. He didn't want to lose that moment.
Yeah, but no, because it hadn't happened today. His tefillah was, right? Hayoin.
Yes.
Hayoin.
The Chris learns is the regular shkia. Chassidim learns the benetam.
Okay, either way, you know, Shidduchim don't happen at... always happens so quickly, right? Look what the Griz says. This is in the Chidushei HaGriz, in the little black volume. Yesh Loimer. Mishum Dehu Ba L'Sham Le'Yisrael K'dach Sivakra. He came toward evening. Fuhu Esbala Oni Davin Hakrin Olfanei Hayoim. Make it happen today. Shakol Yenasa Oidmi Ba'idyom. That everything should happen while it's still day. Uvizeh Rotzol Adasim Ha'etzliach Hashem Darkei K'mefurish Ba'apsukim. Now, how is he going to know if this is Me Hashem or, you know, if it's just happening? If it will taka happen today, it's obviously Me Hashem. V'lechein rotz l'kros v'em hiros. He runs to her. Shabba oifin acher, because any other way, yefshar ha'ya klal she'inin yenigmer oid mibayg yoyim. Otherwise, it would never happen that day. V'zeo shamar ha'kosov. That's why the pasuk says, acher kach v'atemaher. She hurried v'atar kada al yada. And then again, v'atemaher v'atar kada al shekis. Shehakol ha'yanasa bezrizos yisera. It was all happening very quickly. B'chtei she'igmer b'yayim, so that it should be completed that day. K'may she'espal, like he davened. U'v'zer ra tachlis ha'hatzlacha she'neskayim k'may she'amrlai Avraham. And through the fact that it happened so quickly, he was able to recognize what Avraham told him, that I'll send a malach. Because otherwise... without this special siyata d'shmaya, it never would have happened. Yishach malacha yitcha v'sadayah d'v'loy ha'atzlach miyuchad v'nez Hashem. If not for God's special hashkacha, yevshah hayu b'shem oifen, shekol yu also b'zman katsu kaze, it would not have been possible to happen so quickly. Ah, so you say, nah, yeah.
Is there any significance of the Talmei Mikra? But before he says Hashem lokei Adonai Avraham, the Vayomar has a shal shalos.
Yeah.
And we know we had the Yismama has a shal shalos. And they have the Bayimoyim, Bayosef is the Shalshalos. That kind of like has negative connotations.
Okay, there's a very important reason why there's a Shalshalos over there, but not now. Okay, but, so the Gris says that...
do we have a Havamina? The contra Gris is a Havamina that if it didn't happen that day, that it wasn't a Shalshal.
No, but he wanted to, you know, he was being Menachesh. Gemara says... That if you want to be Menachesh, like Eliezer Eben Avraham, in other words, he's testing God, so to speak. He's saying, how am I going to know that this is Mamish Meis HaShemayim? Everything's Men HaShemayim. But...
so he wants to do...
so if everything's Men HaShemayim, why does Avraham have to say, I'll send a Malach? Everything's Men HaShemayim. You need special Siyata D'Shemaya. He wanted to know if this was, you know... be under the influence of the special siyata d'shmaya. So the Gris says, so maybe you say it happened so quickly because b'chlal the Torah wants to say that Rivka moves fast, like old tzaddikim. He says, no, they ain't learning that because of all the time Zuzusa shal Rivka. Don't say the Torah is just telling you Rivka's rizus. Why then would Eliezer relay to Lavan and Besuel how quickly she was moving? Next line, Elavadai. That everything was happening with Hashkach Miyuchedes. Okay, a couple lines down. V'yishlomer oid. And even further. D'zehu gam kein ma'idach siv ayihu terem kilo ledaber v'hinei Rivka yoytzeis. That's why the Torah says he was barely able to get the words out of his mouth, and Rivka was coming. Had Rivka appeared a minute later after he finished the tefillah, you know, he would have been after Shkiyas Hacham already. So in order for Hashem to squeeze everything in before the day was finished, he didn't even get the tefillah out of his mouth, and Rivka had already appeared. Okay, so now we're learning that everything here had to happen extremely quickly, including this year, because we have a lot to do and not enough time. If you look in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Tes, yeah, everybody's moving so quickly. Chav Dalet, Chav Tes. Rivka Achu Shmai Lavan. Rivka had a brother, his name was Lavan. Chaim HaKadosh points out, normally by Rishayim, it says their name first and then Ushmai. Why over here it's like we have Ushmai Boyaz. Here it says Ushmai Lavan, as if he's a big tzaddik. Ayin Baruch Chaim HaKadosh. By Yorot Lavan El Ha'ish HaChutz El Ayin. Lavan runs. Why is he running? Like we said, gotta make the Shkia. By Yi Kerosis, and Rashi says, why was he running? He knew Eliezer came with money. Yeah, he knew his customers. So Vahi Kerosis Hanezem, Vesatzmidim, Aide Achaisa, when he sees the jewelry, Uchsham is the very Rivka, Vayavayel Ha'ish. You know? Zzzz. He sees the jewelry and all of a sudden he slows down. I mean, I don't understand. If I were Lavan and I wanted the money, so when you see the jewelry, that should confirm your hunch that this man, has the goods. Why all of a sudden does he slow down? Right? The Meshech Chachma wants to know. He's running to Rivka, but then when he sees the jewelry, Vayavoy, then he takes his time.
What? She's got him hooked already.
So the Meshech Chachma says, well, how does the Parsha start? Vavram Zakin Bavayam, Vashem Berachas Avraham, Bakoil. Rashi brings down a pshat, yeah, that he had everything. The Chazal bring down, Bakol was Avram Avinu's daughter. He even had a daughter called Bakol. So Lavan figures, if Eliezer's coming, loaded, he's coming to get Lavan to marry his daughter off to Bakol. Right? If Eliezer hears Lavan's come, Eliezer's coming, must be Eliezer's the shadchan to marry Lavan off to Bakol. So he comes running out to Eliezer. But then when he sees all the jewelry, it ain't for him, it's for his sister. Oh, okay, now, not so important. Now, forget this reason. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. Wow. It's not the Meshech Chachma, but it's Mipi Hashmo, it's brought down in the Pnina Mishachim Ba. Okay. Weiter. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Okay, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Bayoymer, Boy, Baruch Hashem. They say, okay, come in. Lama Samir, what are you standing outside? No problem, I'll give you a no smoking room. Right? I cleared out the house. I cleared out the room. And we have a place for the counter. So what does Rashi say? Pinisi Habayas, I cleared out the house. May I avoid us koichavim from idolatry. I clear out the house from idolatry. Yeah? How does Lava know that Eliezer is such a frummy that he's not even going to stay over in the house if there's Avodah Zarah in the closet? How does Lavan know that? Why is Lavan telling Eliezer, by the way, all the Buddhas that I keep in the basement, I took out and I brought next door?
If he knew about Avram's daughter Bakol, he probably knew that Avram was also a person.
But did he know that Eliezer would be makbir on Avodah Zarah?
He knew that
Avodah. Are you makbir? Right? If you go to a hotel, you tell him, take the Holly Bibble out of the right, the holy buy out of the thing. So, right, you tell him to take the Bible out of the Eliezer. So, Lava knew Eliezer was such a frum guy that he'd be makbid on the Avodah Zarah. So, listen to this. The Brisker Rav says also not in Chidushei Hagriz and not in the little black one and not in the blue one, but this is also Mipi Hashmo. He says like this: Eliezer already gave advance warning. I don't want Avodah Zarah in the house. When is that? Look in the Pesukim. Doesn't say that in the Pesukim. You got to know Targum Unklus. Listen to this. If you look in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel.
What are you looking at? What number is it?
I'm going to look at number 5, but look in the Pesukim. Vayomer bas, it's not the shame. Vayomer bas miat. He says to her, who are you? You're the daughter of who? Hagida nali. Please tell me. Hayesh beis avich makayim lanu lalin. Does your father have a place for us to sleep? There's an extra word in this Pasuk. Lanu. Should say, Hayesh beis avich Makay Mullen. Does your father have a place to sleep? Obviously, it's for us. We're not, we know he sleeps in a bed. We're the one. We're the guests. We want it. Why lanu lanu? Yeah. Says the Targum. Ha'is beis avich asar kashar. The extra word lanu means you have a place appropriate for us.
Good for us.
A kashar, a place. From the word lanu, the Targum understands, and obviously Lavan understood. It's not that, you know, Lavan just trying to make him comfortable. That was what Eliezer was asking for. You have a kosher place for us to sleep. What does Rivka say back? She, you know, she avoids the question like a good politician. But Taimer Elam, Gam Tevin, Gam Misbay Ravi Manu, Gam Makoim Lalun. She doesn't say Gam Makoim Lachem Lalun. We have a place to sleep. We have a place to sleep. So it says the Rivka Rav, how do Chazal know? And how did Lavan know that Eliezer was makir on Avodah Zarah? Because he told them. That's it. How do we know he told them? Targum Unklus is medayik in the pasuk. So it's interesting. You can have a targum, you read it, you know, a million times. Yeah. You don't really understand the added point the targum is saying. But targum is deriving from the word lanu, kashar lana, kashar. Okay.
In her response, the targum also says kashar.
Okay, that had that kashar, yeah. Good question. It's a good question. You know, he's asking that this pshat is a little bit questionable because when she responded, she also responded asar kasha. That's why I put it on the sheet. Yeah. So good. It's a ha'ara on what he's saying. Yeah.
Why would you say you said she's a politician?
Because that's what the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav says that because the fact that she didn't say lachem. She's avoiding the question. But the Maisa, the Targum doesn't quite say it like that. But if you look in number 10, the way the Brisker Rav says it over, the last part, Alkein Kisha Sipra called Ram Lachia Lavan. What?
Which one? Number 6.
Number 6, thank you. He says, Verivka Sheyada, in the second to last paragraph at the end, Rivka that knew Sheyish Avoida Zara, Vabayas, Layon Saloy, all she answered was Kimrak Gak Makim Lalan. Ach Layam Raloy Gam Makim Lachem Lalon. Okay. Now, let's go a little bit further. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Tes.
Are we trying to conveniently justify the phraseology here that Eliezer wants to make sure that they run a kosher house? He knew they are. Why?
Kosher doesn't just mean, you know...
A proper place?
Kosher means, you know, kosher v'yosher, you know?
Why are we trying to say... You know, go hide your idol somewhere before I come in.
He was saying, you know, I'm not gonna stay in this home if it's not an appropriate environment. That's what he was asking for, right?
Why would he want to take a daughter from a house like that?
Okay, so that's a kasha on Avram Avinu. What's he going to his family? Who are there? A bunch of Avdei Avodah Zarah. Let him go to his talmidim who believed in one God, right? He had a lot of Hanefesh Asher Asu B'charan. He had many Talmidim who were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so what's he going to a Shidduch in Chutz La'aretz by Ovdei Avodah Zarah? He could do a much better Shidduch with his own Talmidim. Very good question. But not now. Okay. Look in the Malbim. Look in the Malbim. The Malbim asked that question. Okay. Now let's go to Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Tes. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Tes, Va'oimer El Adoini. And I said to my master, "Ulai loisele chayish acharai. Perhaps this woman will not want to follow me." Yeah. So Rashi says. Rashi picks up on the fact that "ulai" is spelled without a vav. Yeah. This is Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamates. "Ulai loisele chayish acharai." This is Eliezer telling Lavan and Bethuel that I told Abraham, you know, maybe this girl's not going to want to follow me. So Rashi says, Eli Ksiv, it's spelled Eli. Bas Hoysaloy Eliezer. Eliezer had his own daughter. Bahaya Mechazer Limtsa Eli, and Eliezer was looking for an excuse. Shayyomer Lai Avraham Lifnais Elov, that Avraham should turn to him. La Siyo Bitoi, that.
Eli Lotel. What is the Diuk here?
Right? Ula Eli.
Eli Lotel.
Come to me. Eli, come to me. That lady is not gonna want to come after you. I guess you have to be like that. Eli. Eli, come to me. Right? Amalai Avraham. So Avraham says, no. What? Bini Baruch, my son is blessed. Ba'ata Aror, and you're cursed. The ain Aror Medabik Baruch, and someone who is cursed cannot cling to someone who is blessed. So Rav Avi's asking, good, yeah? Okay, first of all, who cares if it has a vav, it doesn't have a vav? Either way.
But you can read it a different way.
Okay, could we read... I mean, you could spell ulai without a vav.
Sure.
But, okay. And also, okay, let's say it means elai. Yeah? Elai lo se lecho isha acharoi. It still doesn't read properly. Okay.
But couldn't it be kaylin also?
What are you going to do with that? Yeah?
Maybe she wouldn't want to follow the precepts of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaylin lo se lecho. She won't follow after my Kaddish...
So the question is, how exactly do we get this drasha that Eliezer specifically wanted his own daughter to marry Yitzchak? So there's a famous vart from the Gra, from the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says like this. There are two ways to say maybe in the Torah. There's pen, maybe, right? For example, pen yifta levavchem, pen yia davrem levavchem liyal, pen yia bachem sharesh roish velana, pen yia bachem isha yisha. Okay? And then there's ulai. Let's say ulai, like we have ulai lo se lecho isha, ulai yisa panai, ulai yibane, ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim. They both mean maybe. When do you use one, and when do you use the other?
What about efshar?
Efshar is, you know, not in the chumash. Not in the chumash. Pen, and there's ulai.
I think the difference is when you aren't really sure when something... I'm not sure which is which, but I think one is when you're really not sure something's going to happen, and the other is where it actually...
So the Gra says that it depends what you want. If you want... if it's always maybe. It's always 50-50. If you're hoping yes, it's ulai. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim. Maybe, hopefully there is. Ulai yibana mimena. So it says, I'll give you Hagar. Maybe you'll have a child from her. I hope it happens. Right? Ulai uchal lihilochem boy. Maybe we'll be able to fight them. Hopefully, right? Ulai is with hope, hopefulness.
It's a positive.
Hopefully.
Positive.
Pen is hopefully not. Pen yifta levavchem. Perhaps your heart will be seduced. I hope not. Pen yishbachem shoresh roish velana.
We don't want that.
We don't want that to happen. Pen is a lav in the Torah. Whenever the Torah says pen, it's a lav. So Chazal see that if Eliezer is saying, ulai loy soy ve'isha, maybe the woman won't want.
I wish.
Why does it say ulai? It should say pen, maybe, oy ve, you know, I hope not. Why is he saying ulai? I hope she doesn't. Ah, he must have had an ulterior motive. What was their ulterior motive? Ulterior motive is he wanted to marry off Yitzchak to his own daughter. Okay. Now the question on this is, right? This is the famous pshat of the Gra, that the difference between ulai and pen. The question is, we have two stiras to this in Tanakh. We'll talk about one of them. Yaakov Avinu, he tells his mother, I can't go in to get the bracha. Why? Ulai yemusheni avi. Maybe my father will feel me. What? Right?
So he didn't want it.
He was hoping that Yitzchak would catch him. Of course not. He didn't want to get caught. But according to the Gra, ulai means hopefully yes. So the Gra says like this. Actually, Yaakov Avinu was such an ish emes, and he was so sincere and wholesome that he would have preferred being caught and the honest truth coming to the forefront than being an imposter. That's what it means. Ulai yimusheni, he was hoping. In other words, ma, think of a better way, you know? Think of an alternative option. Because ulai yimusheni avi, I want my father to catch me. I don't want to pull the wool over his eyes. Okay.
He'll go against the desires of his mother.
What?
That would go against
he did it, but
okay, but it wouldn't be dishonest. He would say, I don't want to do what you want me to do. Yeah. But to trick my father, I don't feel comfortable doing that. That's what he's saying. Okay. Now here's a big problem. Here is a big problem. The problem is like this. We know that this whole episode is repeated twice in the Chumash. First, when it actually happened. And then again, Eliezer relays to Levin and Mesuel the entire episode. And from here, Chazal derive Yafe, Sichasan, Shal Avdei Avais, Mitarasan, Shabanim. Why is it that Chazal only derived from the second time when Eliezer is telling Lavan and Besuel, and I told Avraham Avinu, Ulai loisoy vehoisha, and then Chazal derived, oh, it says Ulai without a vav. From here we see that Eliezer had, you know, ulterior motives, and he really wanted to marry Yitzchak to his own daughter. Why the first time when Eliezer tells Avraham, you know, Avraham says, I want you to get a shuch for my son, and there it says, Ulai loisoy vehoisha with a vav. Why over there is there no remez to this? Why is the remez to the ulterior motive of Eliezer only the second time it's mentioned and not the first time? Okay? So you have two answers to this kasha.
What is it? Avraham says it's all to him.
What? Again, it says the same thing. You have, for example, Chaf Dalet Lamed Aleph. Chaf Dalet Lamed Aleph.
Because the first time he's talking to Avraham. And if he would change it, and he shows what he really wants, then he wouldn't trust him as a shliach. The second time, he's talking to Lavan. To Lavan, he can say
the truth?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Listen to that. Listen. The first time it says, Chaf Dalet Hey. Excuse me. The first time is Chaf Dalet Hey. It says, and there it says Ulai with a vav. And now the second time it says Ulai loisoy ve'isha chavetz chavdal lametes Ulai without a vav. So says Tosfos. This is for the Moshe of Zakenim and the Balei Tosfos on the Chumash. V'mtaymer lama Ulai arishon malei v'hasheni chasar. So he says like this: the first time Eliezer understood Pashat, he can't marry his daughter to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Baruch, he is Arur, it ain't a Shidduch. But then, all of a sudden, what's the first thing that Lavan says to Eliezer when he comes into the house? Chaf Dalet, Lamed Aleph. They say, Vayomer, boy Beruch Hashem. They give him a bracha.
He calls him Baruch Hashem.
Says, I'm a Baruch. Maybe this is a forget. Then who needs you? I'm a Baruch now. I'll make a Shidduch with my own daughter. Okay, now that... Who'd you get your ascova from? Okay. Now, ready for this?
So in the first part, it also says losover.
Yeah.
Here it says losailah. It doesn't say losover. In the first part, it says ulai losover isha lalakash.
Uh huh.
So here, it leaves out the losover. It says just losailah for isha.
I hear.
There's a difference left out the sova.
It's a good ha'ara. What are we going to do with that?
Must be in the same place as the Shal Shelders.
We'll have to work out. We have to save things for next year.
We'll find something, I'm sure.
We have to talk last year in the Shir about Ulai.
No, six times,
Chaser and Malay, and you made some kind of a svara about why they were, and I think you related it also to Penn. I think we discussed it last year. All right.
Okay.
Who's paying attention?
So, good.
Yeah.
Like this. Now this, what we're going to say now, Mamish, it's a Gaonistic of art. This is from Reb Chaim Brisker, yeah? Ready for this? It says Reb Chaim, the first time that Eliezer tells Avraham, maybe this woman's not going to want to follow me, you can't darshan anything. Avraham Avinu is coming, saying, Eliezer, get me a shidduch from out of town. So Eliezer has every right in the world to say, what kind of job is this? Why in the world would she want to follow me back to your house? It's a very reasonable concern that Eliezer has. We're not going to darshan anything. We're going to say, oh, he has ulterior motives. He has ulterior motives. He's sending him hundreds of miles away for some kind of ridiculous mission. I mean, why would a little girl's going to follow some slave hundreds of miles through the desert to some unknown man? I mean, you gotta be crazy. Eliezer says, why is this girl gonna want to follow me? There's nothing we could darshan from the fact that Eliezer said, Ulai loisoy v'ha isha. But now Eliezer is sitting in the house of the potential mechutanim, love and embassy. And he's trying to convince them, please allow your daughter to come with me. And then he says, oh, by the way, when Avram gave me this job, you know what I told him? Maybe she's not gonna want to follow me. What kind of insane thing is it to say to the future Mechutanim, you know, I was thinking, why would any girl want to follow me back into the Midbar? He's going to shtar the whole Shidduch. Why would he tell that to Lavan and Besuel that he doesn't think anyone in their right mind would follow him? Why is he saying that? Yeah. He's potentially destroying the whole Shidduch. from the fact that Reb Chaim Brisker, the first time that the Torah says Ulai Lo Savishah, it's a valid concern. But why tell that valid concern to Lavan and Besuel? The fact that that is coming out of his mouth at this time, that must mean that there's some kind of ulterior motive going on. Hitaka is trying to shtar the shidduch. Maybe subconsciously, he's trying to shtar the shidduch. Why? Because he wanted to marry off his own daughter. That's not a beautiful pshat. That's also not. This is not in the Griz Al HaTaira, not in Chidush HaGriz, not in Shaila Torah. This is in the Sefer Torah Aschayim. Also another Brisker Sefer. Okay. Yeah.
The second time when he's repeating it, this is Eliezer's self-analysis of his words. When he repeated it the second time, he caught himself. The first time, he didn't realize that he had this Nagir. But when you repeat something the second time, you catch it.
Okay, very nice. Shkayach. Okay, now, very interesting. Rashi says like this. Eliezer comes to Lavan and Besuel, Per Chavdalet, Pasuk Membez. Chavdalet Membez. Hine Anoichi. Excuse me. Va'avai Hayoim El Ha'ayim. I came today to the well. Va'aymar. And I said, Hashem l'kei Adoni, Avrahamim, yeshchana matzliach darki, asher anoichi hoylech oleha. Yeah? Sounds like he's about to be the Baal Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's where it comes from. Right? Yeshchana matzliach darki, asher anoichi hoylech oleha. Okay. Says Rashi, v'avai hayoim, hayoim yatzasi, today I left, v'hayoim basi, and today I came. Ay, how could you leave and come the same day? Mikan shekafza lo ha'aretz yed kvitzas adach. The earth jumped to him.
That's the malach.
Who told Rashi that? Because Eliezer said, I came today? Yeah. He's telling them, I came today. I didn't come yesterday. I came today. But how do you see in the words, I came today, that they had kvitas ha'aretz? And then the big whopper is, Rashi decides to tell us what Rabbi Acha says in the Bereishis Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Acha. Yafe sichasan shel avdei avos, mitayrasan shel banim. God loves the chatter of the slaves of the fathers, even more than the Torah of their children. Why? Shahari Parsha Shal Eliezer Kfula B'Torah. This whole Parsha of Eliezer, first the Torah tells us what happened, and then Eliezer tells us in detail again what happened. And yet we have laws of Hilchas Shabbos that the Torah just, you know, adds a little extra ice, and that's how we teach me the halacha. Baharbe Gufa Torah Leinitnu Ela Baramiza. There are many actual principles of Torah that are only given in some kind of hint. So we see how much Hashem loves the Avos, that even the talk, the chatter of the sermons of the Avos are beloved, more beloved to Hashem than the Torah.
But he doesn't say why. What's the reason?
Okay, good question. But what is it? Why is Rashi telling me this now? What does this got to do with the pasuk membeis for Avai Hayoim? If Rashi wants to tell me, make a point of the fact that we're repeating the entire episode, he should say it at the beginning of the drasha of Eliezer, right? He should say like this. Pasuk Lamedad, Vayoimar, Eved Avraham Anochi, Vashem Berchazani Ma'od, Vatelet Sara, Vayashviyeni, Imloyo Beisavi Telech, Vayimar Ladene, Ulai Losech Risha. The beginning of the Drasha, Rashi should say, if you're getting bored in the shul on Shabbos and you're wondering why we're reading this again, you should know, Yafas Yichas and Shalavde, Avos Yosem Mitaras and Shalbanim. But why is Rashi sticking like in the middle of the Drasha? Rashi calculated, like, this is where people are starting to yawn. I go, like, why are Pasuk Membeis in the middle of nowhere? Rashi says, by the way, we're repeating this. And what's it got to do with the fact that Eliezer had Kfitza Saderach? Right? It seems like Rashi is connecting the two ideas. Eliezer had Kfitza Saderach. By the way, Yafes Sichas and Shalav de Yavais.
This portion of Avo, isn't a little bit of a strange for Avo? It should have said Bussi, the king. Avo, I know the verb changes it from Asid to Avar,
yeah.
And the Targum says Vasis and Nusataka Vasisi. So there's got to be something in this lashon of Avon that troubled Rashi. Maybe from there he learns it out.
Maybe. So listen to what we're going to say. What?
How's it possible, Vava Yom, that he went back the same day? He slept over there a couple of days already. Because they wouldn't let it go.
But he didn't even sleep yet.
No, this is what I'm saying. He slept. How could he? He didn't go back the same day.
No. He's telling them. That, by the way, I came today. I got here today.
Got here. I didn't go back home.
I got here. In other words, I haven't been in the neighborhood. And it wasn't like last night I stayed in Holiday Inn, the next night in Howard Johnson, and today I came here. This is my first day in the city here. Okay. So here we have a vart from HaRav Moshe Shmuel Glasner. Rav Moshe Shmuel Glasner was the fourth generation from the Chassam Sofer. He wrote the Dor Revi'i on Chulin.
Yeah, I know.
And he wrote the Sefer Shvi Ve'yesh, which is out of print. But I got a hold of an old edition and I made a photocopy of it. So this is from the Sefer Shvi Ve'yesh, courtesy of the printing store near Mendelssohn's Pizza. So he says like this. He has a tremendous diak, mamish, amazing diak in the psukim. Listen to this. When the Torah tells us about Eliezer going to Lavan and Besuel, the pasuk says in Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud, Vayikach ha'eved asara gemalim, Vayelach v'chol tov adam yada, Vayakam Vayelach el aram naran. The Torah talks about him going. Nowhere does the Torah ever say he came. The Torah doesn't say anywhere he came. Then, when the Torah repeats it, in Chav Dalet Mem Beis, the Torah says, Va'avai Hayom, he came. The Torah doesn't say he went. Right? In order to get to a destination, you need to go and get there. There are two parts. You need to go. The first half of the story, when the first time it's repeated, it says, Vayelech, he went. And for some reason, he's just there, but the Torah never says he got there. It doesn't say, Uba Aram Narayim. And then when he repeats it, it just says Va'avai, but it doesn't say Vayelech. Why is that? It must be Hainu Hach. The going and the getting there happen simultaneously.
That's
why? He had Kitzas Haderach.
Oh.
In other words, how does Rashi know Va'avai Hayoi means he got there on the same day he left? Because since the first time the Torah says of the story, it says Vayelech, he was going, and the Torah never says he got there. And the second time it just says he got there, it never says he was going. It must be the Vayelech and the Va'avai are the same thing. How did that happen? Kfitzas Haderech. Aye, so Rashi's Bala Varekasha. What kind of drasha is that? Maybe no.
Who's
this is how the Shvi Ve'esh is Matver Rashi. Right? How does Rashi know there's Kvitzas Haderech? The fact that the first time it just says Vayelech, and the second time it says Va'avai, it must be those two things happen simultaneously. So you say, maybe not. Maybe the Torah is always Makatzer. Maybe the Torah is just being brief and concise. And the first time it just says Vayelech, and it doesn't have to say the Va'avai. And the second time it says Va'avai, it doesn't have to say the Vayelech. How could you be such a... How could you be so meduyak? How could you be so such a stickler for the language to say, oh, why doesn't it say here? There must be happening simultaneously. Says Rashi, I'll tell you why. Because since Yafes Sichas and Shalav the Avos, since God loves so much, what happened to the Avodah Avos, and it tells you every single detail. So then we have a question: why did the Torah omit half the detail the first time and half the detail the second time? It must be it's omitting it to teach you that the two happen simultaneously. That is why Rashi puts these two ideas together. How does Rashi know Kafzalai Haaretz? The fact that since it is so beloved to Hashem, every detail in the Torah left out the arriving the first time and the coming the second time, it must be the two happen simultaneously. That's the Hemshech HaDvarim in Rashi. Otherwise, Rashi is bringing down a random chazal at the wrong place. So Rav Moshe Shmuel Glasner writes that the Rashi is bringing down Rav Acha to explain from where chazal know he had Kvitzas Haaretz.
Rashi says it comes from Hayom Yotzosi. It says,
doesn't say
it. Hayom, I mean, it does. If Rashi is talking about the Yotzosi and Navasi, if Rav Glasner was correct, then Rashi would have said his work a little differently, because we use the Yelech and the fact that it doesn't say.
From the fact that it doesn't say Vayelech, Rashi learns that you could focus and emphasize the Hayom. Otherwise, it could just say, I came today. Right? I came to your house today. Doesn't mean I came today and I also left today.
It would seem to me that if you're going on a trip, you start early in the morning. And if it happened simultaneously,
why would he come in the evening? Kvitzas Hadarach could mean that something that was supposed to happen, you know, in 40
days. 300 kilometers. You cannot walk in one day.
On top of
even
that.
If you go...
You mean Kvitzas Hadarach? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Hayom itself in Pasuk Mem Beis is extra. We don't need to know. It says, I came to write, and it says, You know, by I hear what you're saying.
Okay, let's move on. Then finally, they give Eliezer to eat, and Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Nun Hey. Her brother and her mother say to Eliezer, let the girl stay with us a year or 10 months. So Rashi wants to know,
where is
Besuel? Says Rashi, Besuel heichan haya. Says Rashi, hu haya writes a la'ake. Besuel wanted to interfere. Uba malach! And the Malach came and killed him. Says Rav David Soloveitchik, right? He's the Rosh Yeshiva in one of the Brisk Yeshivas today. We found the missing Malach. The Malach that Abraham said, I'm going to send before you to make sure everything goes okay. And we said, where did the Malach go? The Malach came when we needed him. Besuel tried to interfere, says Rashi. Besuel Eichan Haya? Who are you right to lack? Ubama. That was the mouth that Amr Avinu prayed for.
So it's too simple.
Oh, see, Mechavein, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. See, good. I was able to trick you, right?
He gets your credit.
We'll give him credit. Yeah. Save him a brownie. Okay.
There's a medical that says that they wanted to kill him, he doesn't take the stuff.
So we're going to get to the poison stuff. Yeah. Okay, right? So he writes over here, so be alone, who's got his mouth? What do you need a mouth for? The Hanira Dine La Lona, the Passover Yermer, Achivima Tesha, and Aritan Yama Yasa Achar Telech, Kasa Rashi Besul Hechan Hoy, where did Besul go? So Rashi is who you write to Laki, but Mach, and Misuf, he says, Oh, Shibacham, who's Shishak Malach, Ilafanecha. We found the missing Malach. Okay, fine. Rabbeinu Bechai, though, says that this Malach is a different Malach. Why? Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Tezvav. Chavdalet Tesvav.
It has to be a different Malach because the first Malach was sent so that he should be Metzliyah to find somebody, and one Malach can only have one mission. So the Malach that killed Besuel had to be a different Malach, a different mission. You can't relate these two missions as being similar.
As they say in the class, that there's more than one way to kill someone, but okay. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Per Chavdalet, Pasuk Tesvav. Chavdalet Tesvav. Yeah? Vayehi hu terem kila ledaber. So Rabbeinu Bechai wants to know, what's hu? It's an extra word. Vayehi hu. Yesh lezbayim b'toysefes milas hu. Should say, Vayehi kachalois ledaber. So says Rabbeinu Bechai, an amazing deal. In the beginning of the parsha, Eliezer is called an Eved. You look, Chavdalet Pasuk Hei, Ha-Eved. Chavdalad Yotes, Ha'eved. Chavdalad Yud, Ha'eved. All of a sudden, in Pasuk Chavdalad Chav Aleph, Chavdalad Chav, V'ha'ish Mishtoila. All of a sudden, he's no longer an Eved. He's Ha'ish. Chavzayin. V'yayim Baruch Hashem, So all of a sudden, in the beginning of the parasha, he's ha'eved, 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 ha'eved. He sees Rivka. He's called ha'ish, 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 ha'ish. And amazingly, after Lavan and Besuel are maskim, after Lavan and the mother are maskim to the Shidduch, he's demoted again to an Eved. Nun Beis, Nun Gimel. He's Eved. Look, take a look. Pasuk Nun Beis, right after they're maskim to the Shidduch, Vayikash Hashama Eved Avram, Nun Gimel, Vayotzei HaEved. So what's Pshat? In the beginning of the parasha, he's an Eved. The end of the parasha, he's an Eved. He gets to the house of Lavan and Besuel, he's Ha'ish. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, who in Tanakh is called Ish?
Malach.
Which Malach?
Gavriel,
very good. Gavriel is always called Ha'ish. Like when Yosef is looking for his brothers, what does the Pasuk say?
Vayomer
elav Ha'ish. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye. That's what it means. Vayehi hu terem kila ledaber. Who refers to the Shechina, God, like we say every morning. Hu asanu v'layanachnu. Or we say in Bamidbar Perek Yichas, Ve'eved Halevi hu. That shows that God sent special siyata d'shmaya al yedei amalach. So like this. In pasuk tesvav vayihu taram kila ledaber. Look in pasuk chaf aleph. V'hayish mishtayla. V'hayish means now he's accompanied by the siyata d'shmaya of the yish of the malach. So now he's no longer referred to as the Eved because he has special assistance. Ve'ha'ish mishtoila. He wants to know. Lo das ha'atzliach Hashem darkoi. Now from now on, he's only called ha'ish. Chavav vayikoid ha'ish. Lamed ha'ish. Because this was the accompaniment of the malach, like it says in Sefer Daniel. Ve'ha'ish Gavriel. Or in Bereishis Lamed Zayin. Vayomer ha'ish nasu mizeh. So actually Rabbeinu Mechai learns that this malach wasn't necessarily the malach that poisoned Besuel, but this was the malach that was accompanying him throughout his voyage. Where do we see the malach? Ha'eved at the beginning, at the end, Ha'eved, in the house of love, and the soul is called Ha'ish. Ha'ish is the word for the malach. Okay. Now, one last. He's accompanied by the malach. He's upgraded because he had this. But as soon, it's an amazing thing. As soon as Lavan and Besuel are masking to the shidduch, right? He goes back to becoming an Eved. Yeah, let's take a look at that. See, as soon as they say, Hinei Rivka lefanecha kach v'leich. Oh, Vahikash Hashem Eved Avraham. Okay. One last thing. And that is, Vayusam Lefanov Leachel, Vayomer Layoichal Adim Dibarti Devaroi, Vayomer Daber. They placed the food in front of him, and he said, I can't eat until I speak my part, my piece. And they said, speak. And of course, Chazal tell us that they wanted to poison Eliezer. Right? They wanted to poison, and in fact, they wanted to poison Eliezer. If you look in we pointed out in Pasuk Lamed Hey,
what was the purpose of poisoning? To get the jewelry, no?
You want to take the daughter away.
Take the daughter away.
Right? We pointed out, in Pasuk Nun Hey, it says, Vayan, right? Achiha v'ima. What happened to
Betuel?
Right, Besuel. Besuel was died. The Malach knocked him off. How did the Malach knock him off? So now we're learning Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayusam lefanav lechol. They placed the food in front of him.
He changed the plates.
So says the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, and Chazal tells that they tried to poison Eliezer. So I want to know, from where do we see that they try to poison Eliezer? So the Baal HaTurim says, Vayusam lefan of lechel, it's read Vayusam. But it's Ksiv Vayisam. In other words, says the Baal HaTurim, Vayisam, Vayihisam. And it was poison. Okay? So the how do we know there was poison? From the Ksiv. Or the Baal HaTurim says, it's a good one. You ready? Baal HaTurim says, it says twice Vayisam. Here, Vayisam Lefanov, and Vayisam Ba'arayn. In other words, what they want to do to Eliezer? Put him in the Aron.
Put him in the box.
Right? So that's another remez. Chassam Sofer says, also very cute, he says, it's Ksiv Vayisam, and it's Kri Vayusam. They both mean to put, but Vayisam means to actively put, Vayusam means to put in a way where it's not noticeable what's being put. Says Chassam Sofer, that means food was placed twice in front of Eliezer. The first time it was placed intentionally, and it was clear. Who was that? Besuel and Lavan put food in front of Eliezer. But there was another time that food was placed in front of Eliezer where he didn't notice, and that's when the Malach switched the portions. Why did the Malach have to switch the portions? Must be it was poison. So Vayisam is what was actively put. Vayusam is what was unnoticeably put. Okay? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Targum Yonasan, there's a parish on Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. There's a parish on Targum Yonasan ben Uziel that says another way we know that they're trying to poison him. How? Vayusam lifanov. They put it in front of him. For some reason, no one else got that food. Right? Lifanov. Why? Must be there's a reason for that. Okay. So today we're going to explore very quickly one other reason how Chazal know that Eliezer was being poisoned. Okay? And here's the question. Here's the proof. Gemara tells us, Masechet Pesachim, Kama she'yer melecha Baal Habayis aseh. Whatever the Baal Habayis tells you to do, you got to do. He wants you to stand on your head, you stand on your head. He wants you to play the harmonica, that's what you got to do. Chutz mitzeh. Now this gersa, chutz mitzeh, is it a gersa, is it not a gersa? We'll discuss that a little bit. But there's a story brought down in the Hakdam of the Bir Hagra, that one time, the Hakdam of the Bir Hagra was written by the sons of Degra, and they relate that one time the Gra went over to someone's house, and somebody brought the Gra something to eat, some cholent, and the Gra took a spoonful, and it was disgusting, and the Gra forced himself to eat it, and he vomited. And then the guy comes back, and you know, why don't you eat some cholent, some more? And the Gra takes it again, and does it, and the same thing, nachamali. And then, you know, he goes out to bring a drink, and the guy says, oh, why don't you try some more? And the Gra is like forcing the food down his throat, no matter how terrible it is. And somebody asked him, why are you doing that? It's terrible. You know, you're making yourself sick. So the Gra said, look, so the Gemara says, Kol ma sha'ar melecha Baal Habayis aseh, whatever the Baal Habayis tells you, you got to do. That means you're mitzuvah to do that. You have to do that. Until when? Up to the point where you're going to give up your life. An she'tetzei nafshe. So the Gra says, I have no choice but to eat the food. Until I'm at the point where I can't take it anymore. So Tosfos asks, how could Eliezer say, no, I'm not going to eat the food. But he's mitzvah to eat the food. Because kol ma she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh, chutz mitzeh. And if a Baal Habayis puts food in front of you, that's tantamount to them saying you got to eat. So why is Eliezer refusing to eat? After all, the Vilna Gaon says that if the Baal Habayis tells you to eat, you mamish must eat even if it's terrible. Ah, must be. You know why he wasn't eating? Because it's ad she'tetzei nafshei. But if it's actual poison, that's the only time you're exempt from the commandment of kol ma she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh chutz mitzeh. One last thing.
How did they know?
Chagim Yonason says the argish bay. He's margish. Okay. This din, Kamasham al Chabalabai Saseh Chutz Mitzeh, I just want you to know, not everybody agrees Imamish got to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says it applies to anything but food. Halach al Maisa, if you go to someone's house and Balabais, you know, wants you to eat something that doesn't agree with you, you know, you don't have to listen. It's talking about other things that are in the house. The question is, what does it mean Chutz Mitzeh? Chutz Mitzeh. So the Bir Halacha says Chutz Mitzeh means whatever he tells you to do in the house, you got to do. But if he tells you to do something out of the house, you're not mechuyav to listen, because he's not your balabas anymore. He's not in his house anymore. Sfasema says that the gersa is, Koma she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh, finished. Chutz mitzeh was put in later. When? By the suda of kamtza bar kamtza, where he tried to throw the guy out of the meal, right? And the guy had no choice but to listen and to leave. So because of the tragedy that occurred when Kamsa threw out the friend, so Chazal changed. Kol ma she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh, you gotta do anything. But not when he tells you to leave. Because when he tells you to leave, you never know what kind of disaster could happen. Okay? And finally, we're gonna learn the pshat of the Shlach HaKadosh, Kol ma she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh, chutz mitzeh. And that is, says the Shlach HaKadosh, even though if you look in the Zayar, it's mashma that there's certain averos you can't do tshuva for. There's certain averos that are so strict you can't do tshuva for. It's not true. You could do ein lecha davar ha'omed b'fnei Hashem. You could do tshuva for anything. You could do, because even acher, God said to acher, shuvu banim shoivavim, anyone could do tshuva chutz mei acher, except for acher. But we know even acher had a takana in the end. Even acher could have done tshuva. Says the Shlach, who's the Baal Habayis? God. Kama she'amar lecha Baal Habayis aseh. Whatever Hashem tells you, you have to listen to. Chutz mitzeh. But when he says, leave, I'm not interested in you, you can't do tshuva anymore, you don't have to listen. Because ein lecha davar ha'omed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.